Hee-hun-ne-bo. It's not that. It's Hee-hun-ne-bo. That's your long one. You sound your E and your C more or less equal. Maybe a very, very faintest taint to see. Raise your doubling, just your pace, just the faintest little hairy. Incidentally, the only way in which you can raise any variation, its tempo, is by taking just the faintest little shade off your melody beats. And which gives you again. E strong, medium. E way and O. E hum e bo. E lium ru e. E to bo. E. Don't be afraid to cut that B at the end of your E, we, and E, E, and to. Because if you don't, you play E, we, and E, oh, E, and you break breaks the balance. Your third one, you raise your bass a bit and you play from your first note and emphasize each last note strongly. That's even more strong, but it's a wee bit quicker, you see. Ee, Just faintly show the end of your lines. And then left your next one, just a wee hairy. Okay, and then your turlo, you've got your three of them as well. And then the rest is quite straightforward. I know what you're getting at when you come to your Madri, that's how it's written now. But the old pipers, they played, Also, John MacDonald advised me to play it because nobody would give me a prize if I played it that way. But that has changed in the last, 25 years.